This is Hannah.
This is Rachel.
And this is
What I'd Like to Tell People.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Hannah.
How was your week?
It was okay, actually. I'm redoing a lot of, I've been back home for a bit now, so I'm actually redoing my studio so I could get it up and running. And so that was, it's a lot of fun. Actually, I didn't realize how much junk you could get rid of. Not that it's junk, but you know, like things that you don't wear anymore and it would be better suited for others too. So, and it's good because it's like a fresh start. So how was your week?
It was good. I've been decorating for Christmas. I finally got my outdoor decorations. Although, so because I talked about it last week, so I got icicles. And they're like uneven icicles, but that's the way it looks. But then I had to wrap them back, so I feel like it's like longer on one side. So I got to figure out what to do. But you know what? I went out on... I walked outside on like Friday or something, and like I never leave my condo, which is kind of true. I never go outside, but one day I walked out this week. Literally, four of my neighbors had icicles. I'm like, did they listen to this podcast and steal my idea? Because I'd never seen people put icicles on their balconies, and they're like, I was like, icicles, icicles. So now I look like I copied because I put mine out. I think it was like Friday, and I put them out Saturday morning. So it's like I'm the copier. And I was like, they're listening right now. And then I've been putting my tree up. So I got a 7-foot tree that was only $60 at Target. And I was like, it was like a deal of a day. Yeah. But it's like, I mean, it does look kind of cheap. I'm not going to lie. But I was like, oh, once it gets lights on, once it gets, you know. And I was like really excited when I ordered it. So I set it up in my guest bedroom. And so it was in there. And my, you know, kid Arley knocked it down. So it's like bent a little bit because he knocked it down. And so I like get it up. I put it up Saturday. And then I put decorations on it last night. I've still not, you know, completely finished, but like the crazy thing is that I had this greenhouse that my aunt gave me because our family is like, you know, my grandfather had a greenhouse, and so she had gotten like three of them. People just kept giving her the same greenhouse. So she gave my mom one and me one. She just regifted, but the people won't know because she only has, you know, one on her tree. So everyone will think that they got her that ornament. But so I really liked it. I kept it in this wooden box. Really liked it. I also had this other special ornament that I hung on the tree that said 2008. And it had all the signatures of people that were in the band with me in 2008. I was like, oh, how special this is. Well, this morning when I was getting ready for work, I hear a loud crash.
No.
And Arley had knocked down my Christmas tree and both those ornaments shattered. I mean, completely, you know, okay. I couldn't glue them back. Like, no. Like, shattered. So, I think he needs to find a new home. So, if anybody's looking for a wild kitten, Arley is out there. But yeah, so I got my 7-foot tree up, and now not only is it crooked one way, but it's like crooked another way. So it kind of it's
like a like brown Christmas tree without like it all.
It reminds me of like the Grinch Christmas tree.
Thank you. I was trying. That's the one I was thinking of. Yes, the Grinch. Well, that's okay. I'm really sorry though about your ornaments, though.
It's okay. I would say, you know, they could be replaced, but no, not the one with the signature. I had a coworker. She was like, maybe you should just order an ornament and like email everybody or like send out and say, please sign my ornament, you know, but I'm like, I don't know where all these people are.
Just seems like
but I was like, I need to take a picture of this and post like how cool that I've like moved a bunch of times and like this has stayed with me. Well, it ended today. No longer moving with me, but, and I had a dream that because we had, did you ever make ornaments out of egg shells? Like where yes. they like poke a hole in the egg and they drain, you like blow. Yeah. So we have a bunch of those. And I had a dream that all of them were broken. All of like, and it was just like eggshells everywhere. So I don't know what that means.
You should look up to like but, the eggshells breaking.
Yeah. Like, what is that? So then that happened. So maybe I was like premonitioning that. But anyway, so this episode is with a person you met, Sky Tarot Coach.
Yes, and she gave me a reading the one night, and then I decided to ask her on the podcast, and I think it's a really fun episode. So, hello, everyone. We are here with Sky, who I met, what, a week or so ago, and I went and just met up with like a happy hour group, and then they had a, you had a tarot card reading. So, hi, and welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Oh, sorry.
I interrupted you. Do you have your cards now, or no?
Yeah, I could grab them. Let's see. I have 13 different decks, so.
What's the average of a
I feel like I'm actually on the low end of the spectrum, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
So what's the difference in the different cards? Like, what is the purpose of having different decks?
Yeah, I think the purpose is just having different artists collecting different artists' interpretations, because there has been like a big renaissance of independent artists making tarot decks. So it's hard to stick with a couple because you're like, oh, that one's cool. Oh, that one's really interesting. So yeah.
And you got started when you were 5 years old?
Oh, not with tarot. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's super young to be like, let me read some cards.
No, right? That would definitely not been allowed for me. That would
not be allowed. So when did you get started? And then what was that in the interview that you started? What did you, you just started reading.
I don't know what I was talking about.
I started reading at age of 5, so maybe that meant you started like reading books at age of 5.
Now I need to look at this article.
It was on your website in an interview that you did.
Oh, interesting. Now I'm like, maybe there was a typo because I'm like, I don't know what that's referring to. That's hilarious.
The good news is everyone thinks you've been reading that since you were 5, so you are like.
We're a tarot genius.
That's what I was about to say. Hannah was thinking you were like this crazy genius, and now everyone else does still. So,
I would be amazed if I went to a 5-year-old to read my cards. You know, tell me you're my future, and you've only lived 5 years.
Like, that's hilarious.
Exactly.
So, when did you get started?
I got started probably 5 years ago, and like maybe there was like a translation error in this article.
There we go.
But I think it was in 2021. I can look back and see.
Oh, it's okay.
And then I can fact check it.
Oh. That's funny. Oh, yeah. So we'll have to have your cards out, too. So choose any deck you want, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Cool. But yeah, I started.
As we got distracted. I was like, let's circle back. But that's okay because that's what we like to do anyways.
But yeah, so you got started 5 years ago.
Yeah, in 2017, so I think it's 5. I can't math.
Yeah, it was tarot cards are having a moment with help from the pandemic. I think that's where unless I misinterpreted. you know what? I think it is me. It said you began reading tarot decks on her own 5 years ago. And for some reason, when I was like, on her own 5 years, because I even wrote at started reading at the age of 5.
That's awesome.
I don't know what that says about
you
me.
You know what? Or you believe in people so much, Hannah, that you were like, she did this since she was 5. That's amazing. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so read me my cards then next year.
Oh, Jesus! Well, I...
I tell me like how crazy I am is what I mean, you know.
Well, we had a good deck the other night too. That was a good one.
Yeah, this deck is the Luna Soul.
Which one did you bring to the restaurant?
That was the Modern Witch.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. This I one is that. Similar. It's just a little more like pastel-y, as oh, I would pretty. Say. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, okay, cool. So do you want a rating now?
If you want to give one, I'm not going to force you. Sure. Whatever you're comfortable.
I always ask people if they have something like burning on their mind they want to ask about, or if you just kind of want to see what comes up.
Now you should see what comes up.
Okay.
Start with that.
Do, shuffle in. Okay. So first we have the Four of Swords reversed. And the Four of Swords upwards is about a lot of worry and anxiety. But that reversed, it's more of peace of mind. So I wonder if like recently there was a lot of stress, but you feel like now you're kind of able to be a little bit more present. You feel like it's passing a bit.
Which is, I mean,
I know the holidays are coming up, so most people are feeling this upwards. Like when I was at a bar this past Saturday and four people got this one upwards. Oh, wow. So I was like, okay.
Holiday stress.
But with the King of Cups here, the King of Cups is about, well, the I always, let me go back. The cups are the element of water, and water is about emotions. It's about intuition and sometimes like creativity. And the King of Cups is about like having more of a hold over emotions. So being able to kind of let them come in, feel them, but also let them go. Kind of like keeping in flow with them, feeling like you have a good balance and hold on them. So that's what can help right now. And we have the Knight of Discs, also known as the Knight of Pentacles and other decks. And the Knight of Pentacles, the knights are like our energy that we're moving with. Some of the more feisty knights are like the Knight of Swords. Sometimes people think of that one as like the fuckboy knight. But the Knight of Pentacles is more of like a very slow and steady, grounded energy. And that is what is important for you to focus on moving forward. So right now, you got like kind of like the anxiety and the swords. And then moving down the line, it's like focusing more on like the emotional balance and like taking things one step at a time versus maybe trying to do everything at once in the Four of Swords.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I guess that can relate to a lot of things. Like I'm like work's really crazy this time of year, and soon it will be slowing down because the open enrollment will be. So I work for healthcare IT, and so we're crazy because of open enrollment and you know, just a lot going on. I don't know what, like, so that last card, what does that really mean towards me? Is that me? Am I
the last card? I generally see it as like what's next for you. So it is like taking things more slowly, being more present, more like one foot in front of the other, rather than like thinking too far ahead.
So what does that mean for love and work?
For love.
It means to take one step at a time, one foot forward, and don't rush it.
Yeah.
We can pull one more for love specifically.
Okay. Oh, there you go. See, don't listen to me. Listen to her. She's awesome.
I know that you did mention that a lot of times people, there's like an uptick in reading cards because people want to do like self-reflection. And that's kind of like basically what it is. It's kind of just like focusing. on like that self-reflection aspect. They're kind of like really cool.
Yeah. I think they're fun because they are a visual medium. It's a little harder to do. I have like a secondary camera that I use for like giving like Zoom readings, so you can like look at them while you're talking, but I'll try and hold them up more so you can also see.
But it's just for fun. So.
No. So with the Eight of Swords reversed, so in terms of love,
it looks dangerous.
You're like up on a little cliff on your own.
You look great. I think you look great.
Oh, that doesn't look very loving.
I like it. You have fun times over with that.
I like that interpretation. A lot of times the Eight of Swords is about finding what you can do in a situation for yourself. Like this person looks kind of stuck up there on this little cliff.
Yeah, a little trapped.
Maybe feeling a little trapped, but there is a ladder coming down the cliff. So it's kind of about being empowered enough and like finding what you can really do in a situation, even when it feels a little trapped, a little stifling. So I wonder, that just makes me think about like dating in general. Like, I feel like a thing I hear a lot and I think about a lot is that like dating just feels so, like, I don't know, overwhelming or boring or like, oh my God, I'm so tired of it. And like, you know, ideally dating should be a little fun. I don't know. Like, that's kind of what this card makes me think of, is like, instead of feeling like trapped on the ledge here, like, how can it be more of an experience that is like fun or at least neutral? Maybe we'll stick with neutral.
Right, so I'm very neutral in love right now. That makes sense.
But yeah, if you have follow-up questions about that, I always ask people if there's...
I don't know. It seems very sad. It's like, oh no. Like, trapped eight things. That's my love outlook.
No, I think it's more like you finding your way, like, down off of the feeling stuck.
Okay. So it's like hope.
Yeah.
I was looking at it earlier. That's what I, like, when you were saying that, I interpreted it as that there's hope and that even though it's sort of neutral and going slow, it's moving along and it's coming. That's what I interpreted.
Yeah. You're, like, figuring out a way to climb down and be like, all right.
Yeah.
So did you have to take a class or anything on how to learn how to read, or how did you get started?
Yeah, like that? How did you get started, what, 5 years ago, as we said?
You were five.
Exactly.
Yeah, my friend was like, oh, I heard you've been getting into tarot and stuff. Like, I've been doing this stuff for 16 years. So he bought me a deck and, like, sat me down and was like...
Not to interrupt you, but you have to be gifted a deck, right? That's like what you can't just go out and buy your first one.
I think that's like something people made up in the 70s. It's totally fine. It's okay, but it gets.
It wouldn't be the 70s that would do that. They were like, yeah, we're going to say this shit.
Yeah, but I hear it all the time. Like, people still being like, oh, like, I'll post a video like, you don't have to wait, and people are like, oh my God, I've been waiting for 10 years. I'm like, no, just go buy.
Somebody just give me a deck, please.
I'm like, just go buy one, it's okay. But he did buy me one. It's like a nice gesture if you know someone who's getting into it, but yeah, it's not required. And he sat me down and was like, okay, what do you think this card means? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, no, look at it. What do you think it is? And so kind of getting started with like the intuitive process of like looking at a card, interpreting the images. And I went to art school. So that's kind of why I like tarot, because it is all images. And so you can kind of like build on the story the card's telling, the symbolism.
Which art school?
VCU.
Nice, nice. Okay, just curious. I went to Micah and PCAD, that's why. I was like, cool. Anyways.
How long ago did you, like, when did you graduate?
2014, I graduated.
Okay, so I guess that is like 8 years, right? I know, right? I'm like, that's fairly recent. And then I'm like, oh, wait.
Because that's only two years after us, right?
Yeah, that's when I moved here was 2014. And right. I'm like, oh, gosh, it's creeping up on 10 years. Time flies.
But I definitely love the visual, too, of it. That's also why I was really into them. Never done them, obviously, like you. But I've always was drawn to re-looking at the cards and always wanting to maybe collect at least a deck.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And now you don't have to wait for someone to go give it to you.
That's true. Now that we know, it was a crazy 70s myth. Hippie. Yeah. They were probably on drugs. They were having fun. Anyways, moving back.
They didn't want other people to get into it. They wanted to be the only readers. But how did you get started? So, like, doing it on Zoom and for other people. So your friend kind of taught you a little bit. And then where did you go from there?
Yeah, in February of 2020, so like before everything, I was
getting crazy cards. No, I'm joking.
So I wish I had kept track. That would have been interesting. But yeah, I was trying to figure out how to raise some money for like an arts program I was trying to like do with Smile in DC.
And what was Smile? Do you want
to? Oh, yes. Yeah, Smile. It's a organization for LGBTQ youth, and they do a variety of programs. So I was like, oh, like I can grab some of my artist friends, we can do like art classes, I don't know, we'll see where it goes. So I was like, how do I buy art supplies though? So my spouse was like, just go to a bar and like read tarot and have, you know, raise money to get art supplies. And I was like, yeah, I guess if I go and it's for like a benefit, people will be nice to me.
Read something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But I actually like loved it and it was really fun. Like this one guy came up the steps and I was just like, hey, just so you know, this is what we're doing. And he was like, I've been needing this, and like ran over. I was like so excited, and I was like, oh, this is really fun. Like talking to strangers. Then I was like, I need to keep doing this at bars. Of course, that did not happen. And then I started doing it like on Zoom and making videos online and live streaming it.
Do you get to find out, do you feel like people are really open to you? Like you share a card and then do they just kind of spill it all to you?
It really depends. Some people, I always like to like ask like, oh, if you have anything you want to say about this card or questions or anything.
Like me, I'm like, but I'm also being recorded. If I wasn't being recorded, I may be a little more open.
Yeah. Maybe do it on your own afterwards or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Without really me even.
Yeah, but some people don't want to say anything, and that's also okay. So it really depends.
Yeah, I feel like I have only had like one real like in-person reading. It was at a Renaissance fair, and I feel like she just told me like things. I'm like, and like some of the stuff did kind of happen. I listened to her. And I did it with a friend and we actually got like the same card that was like turned the wrong, like it was like bad luck. And all we thought was like, the only thing that we could think about is like our mutual friend, something was going to happen to her, but nothing did.
Oh, that's good.
But we were convinced, we were like after six, but I guess, I don't know. We just assumed like, okay, we have a 6 month period if everything goes well, but I don't know. Maybe it'll still like, I don't know how long does it read out for?
Yeah. I mean, I typically actually stay away from like a lot of like predictions, right. Which maybe sounds like counterintuitive, but like I like to focus more on like the self-reflection and like how to use it for like guidance about like how to get where you want to go. Because like you're talking about, like if you get something and you're like, oh no, what if this means something bad's gonna happen? Like how stressful is that? Like I don't know if that helps you.
It just might make you more worried.
Yeah, we were definitely a little stressed about it. Luckily, so far, knock on wood, Morgan, who listens, she's perfectly fine. We also told her. We were like, we have to tell. We didn't tell her for a couple months. But then after the 6 months, we were like, we have been so worried that something was going to happen to you. Because that's all, you know, like, that's what we felt like that card was. Unless something happened to her and she didn't tell us. Otherwise, she's good. So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So did you start out mostly with friends before the bars, or how did you get into it before you even did strangers?
Yeah, mostly reading for myself and for friends. I went to visit my youngest brother in college once for Halloween, and like brought my deck down and like did it for all of his friends, which was very funny. They were like, wow, like spilling everything to me. Sometimes it does have that effect. People tell you their whole life story, but I like that. It's
that's
welcome.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. You're going to hear all of that.
So how does it work, like, especially remotely? Because I thought originally you had to, like, I had to physically touch the card for a reading for me. Mm. So how does that work?
Yeah, some tarot readers are very, like, they don't like people touching their cards, even in person. I don't particularly mind if, as long as people are being like not rude.
Not
of
like,
course.
Let me get that and just like wad it up.
Yeah, but
yeah, that.
I don't personally do that.
It's just like so intense. Anyways,
but yeah, I think. I've done one time I did a bachelorette party over Zoom and like gave people readings, and that was really fun. And they were asking like, oh, how does it work over Zoom? Like, do you get our energy like through the computer? Or and I was just like, I don't think about it too much. like, I don't know how it works exactly. Everyone probably has a different like understanding or theory about it. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I try to keep pretty open about like the how.
Do you know what you want to do with it, or just continue doing readings? I know I did see that you've been on like other podcasts, not just ours and things like that. So,
yeah, right now I'm having fun doing a lot of events in DC and planning like a winter solstice party. Actually, at where we were, Dewdrop, I can say.
I want to go. I love that. Was a really cute place. I really like that place.
And probably some stuff for Valentine's Day. So yeah, I like doing events, and then I also live stream, and I've been focusing more on my YouTube and making little tutorials and stuff there. So yeah,
that's great. So you're doing tutorials for the reading?
Yeah, there's some tarot stuff and also just some general witchy stuff, because I was just really excited for the winter solstice. So I was like, oh, let me make a video about like traditions.
Have to watch that. That's great, because I see your videos.
Do you have anything to share about it, like for our listeners? Like, what are you planning to do for it? Mm-hmm. And like, what is it? Because some people might not know. Like,
yeah, the winter solstice is when there is the shortest amount of daylight in the year. So it's like the darkest day
National
of the year.
National short day, April. We're short, so anyway.
And then like every day. I've never heard it called that before, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People tag me in posts all day long that day. They're like, look, it's your day. I'm like, yeah.
I had no idea. But yeah, so the holiday is just kind of about calling back in the sun, this idea that like they're, even though it's like a lot of people are like sad during the winter, right? I mean, especially now we get off of work at 5 and it's dark out and you're like, great, guess I'll go home. It's like hard to keep peppy during the winter. So the summer solstice, summer solstice, more fun in a way, because it's like, yay, summer. But the winter solstice is about focusing on how things are going to get warmer, the light's going to come back. It's kind of like a hopeful holiday. So there's lots of different little traditions you can do. A simple one would be like having a bonfire. I mean, maybe that doesn't sound simple, but like having people over for a fire. or taking like a little candle and like burning your intentions that you want to set, you know, things you want to have happen in your life. Yeah.
That makes me think, so in my family on Christmas Eve, we burn a bayberry, let me look this up, candle. Yeah. So Christmas Eve, we light it in the morning and it has to burn down to the socket. And if it burns down to the socket, that means you'll have gold in your pocket. And so that's something we do. And so I wonder if that kind of goes along with like the winter solstice. Because I mean, it's Christmas Eve, so it's only a couple days after, but...
Yeah, it probably has like a big connection. I don't know, but yeah, I know that's like a New England, or it's, I've read that it's like the bayberry candle started in New England as a Christmas mm-hmm. tradition, and I do it now too. I have like a whole box of bayberry candles.
Cool. Yeah, my mom always like, she's probably listening now. Hopefully she has her bayberry candle for this year, but she tries to like get a couple, you know, like when she buys, but if she forgets and it's like 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve, she's always like, your dad's going to be mad because we're going to be poor this year. Like, I got to get it, you know, got to get it lit. We're not going to have any gold in our pockets. Like, you know, so my dad's like successful business is thanks to my mom lighting a bayberry candle every Christmas Eve. I don't know if she's missed one. There may have been one that she missed because she like forgot to order it or something, but usually we have that candle in the sink because it's on Christmas Eve. Okay. So what kind of candle do you burn on the winter solstice?
It can be any, well, you could do yellow because yellow, you know, represents the sun.
Yeah.
White also kind of is similar where it's like light. Or you could do candles that are red or green because those, you know, they're associated with Christmas now, but also kind of has this like Yule, winter solstice, you know, it all kind of swims together. Right. Yeah.
So have you been into, what's it called? Witch, practicing for a while or?
Yeah. About the same time as like getting started with tarot.
So. Very nice because they're very, that's,
yeah.
We interviewed, what's it called? Cats, Tea, and Witchcraft podcast. So,
oh, yeah.
So we learned a lot too about covens and all that. So that's why I was going to say
COVID. I was like, we didn't learn about COVID.
Well, we learned a lot through the years. We didn't need to learn about it in that episode. Just to circle back to, I know you like say you collect the cards and all that. Did you ever, because you're an artist, ever want to, I don't know what type of art you do, but did you ever want to make visual ones on your own?
Yeah, I'm slowly working on my own deck. I think I have like 8 cards done. But yeah, they're all, as you can, if you're watching, I have like little devil horns on. So the
obvious.
My cards are also in that theme where, like, they're, like, cute little mischievous devils and, like, kind of, like, powerful angels, but, like, in a fun way.
Oh, I love that.
How many cards are usually in a deck?
78.
Oh, so you will have 70 more to go.
Yes.
That's great that I'm therapeutic at the same time, though. So once you're done, hopefully you'll be like, yes, I'm proud of myself.
Are they duplicate, though? Just like, you know, you have like a deck of playing cards. There's like, you know, 4 aces or 4, you know, or is it kind of?
No, it can be. But most card decks now, like every single card has like a unique illustration. Mm-hmm.
And then in order to like create your own cards, do you have to like look at a book and be like, okay, it has to have these types of meanings, or because you're talking about like the pinnacles and things like that. So mm-hmm. is that what you kind of have to follow in order to create your own?
It's gotten really variety. What's the word? There's a lot of variety. Yeah, loosey-goosey. There's like people are adding in their own cards now. People are coming up with their own metaphors for the different suits. Like it can get very loosey-goosey. But I would say that people do generally stick to the Smith Rider-Waite system. And because it is kind of like a grounding thing where like most people know that one. So when they pick up your deck, it might be a unique interpretation, but they're like, oh, this is familiar in a way.
Oh, so because it's like the traditional one, like from
1909.
Yeah. I was going to say, when did tarot cards start? Do you know the history?
Yeah, that's a good idea to hear.
Yeah, and so the earliest deck that people know of comes from 15th century Italy. I believe it's 15th century. And, you know, back in the day, it was like people hand painted these cards. So they were pretty expensive. But then in the, I'm always getting the centuries wrong, but either the 18th or 14th, the 19th.
Well, I just like the first one was actually the 14th.
Century. Okay, so there you go.
Well, there you go. That's still, wow.
But yeah, then like in the, I believe 19th century, tarot cards started getting associated with like spiritual practice and the occult. And it's kind of grown from there.
Okay, I will look to see.
Yeah, you can fact check it. Before it was just a card game, you know.
That makes sense because of back then they did a lot of those types of card games to get back. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's really interesting. Yeah, it was a card game in 1425.
That makes a lot of sense. Because they did that in the Rococo times a lot too. That was really, really popular during Marie Antoinette for some
one of the popular questions, when should you not read tarot cards? If your entire line of questioning is about another person and their thoughts and behaviors. It's really interesting. So I guess you can't like base it on like somebody else.
It has to be you.
Yeah, which I guess kind of leads back to your whole reasoning for doing it, that it's a self-reflection. It's like what's you. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Do you think, and then it also says like it's connected to like astrology, so do you do anything with like zodiac signs and like the birth charts and things like that?
Yeah, when I do it over Zoom, I pull people's birth charts up too. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And also different cards are associated with different signs. So that can be fun sometimes when you like someone's asking about like a love thing and then you pull like the star card and you're like, oh, this is associated with Aquarius. And they're like, oh, they're an Aquarius. Like that can be fun.
Right. Can you guess what we are? Just by energy.
No, I could try, but
I feel like I fit mine, but I don't know.
Me too.
If that's just because I read it so much that I'm like, that is exactly who I am.
Yeah, but that's how I am with mine too. I read mine all the time too. I'm like you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I have like a few guesses. Rachel, are you, I don't know. I want to say Gemini, but I don't know. Nah. Pisces? No. Cancer. Cool.
Yeah. For our listeners, she just did like crab hands or like, no one saw that.
I don't know. It seemed like a good idea to do that.
I mean, I got it.
Any guesses for me?
Are you... I was thinking like Virgo or Taurus.
Yes, Virgo.
Okay.
I feel like I am like a true and true like Virgo.
Why she and I get along really well. They say Virgos and Cancers get along for some obscure reason.
They don't get along?
They do. They
oh,
do.
Oh, oh. They, I thought you said you didn't know why because they don't get along.
What the fuck? I wouldn't even say that.
I feel like Virgos get along with everybody. They just judge people and like, you know, want everybody
perfection.
And I feel like I am that, unfortunately.
But guess what? It makes you who you are, makes you beautiful. So.
Yeah. I'm a mess, but I'm like an organized mess, and then no one else can be a mess. And I love organization at the same time as being a mess. And I feel like what are you?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get a reading, though, sometime with mine, though. I really want to do that.
Oh, is that a new shirt?
Oh, you noticed my new white shirt?
Of course I noticed it right away.
It came in the mail today. I couldn't wait to put it on for today's show.
And hopefully our listeners know that you can not only order white, but black, pink, and blue t-shirts on our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com.
They can even receive 15% off by using our listener code, Telling People, found in our episode notes.
So make sure before going back to our show that you order your merch now. Guy, what would you like to tell people?
So have fun with tarot when you're getting started. I think it should be a practice that lessens your anxiety, brings calm in your life, brings fun and clarity. If it's like stressing you out, if it's making you scared for the future, like it's not a helpful practice, and that's okay. But yeah, have fun with it and use it for good.
And how can people find you so they can have readings?
Yeah, I am most active on Instagram. And yeah, you can find my website through there.
And then we'll put in the episode notes. Is that what you were going to say? Sorry, Hannah.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, do they have to contact you in a certain amount in advance? Like, how do you, what goes through, like, what is the process of truly booking you? So they reach out to you and then what happens?
Oh yeah, you can just follow the link in my bio and click book a session and find the time that works for you on my website.
Oh, okay. And then you just, well.
And then you post your events to where you go to. Awesome.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
Do you mostly stay in the DC area for your events?
So far, but if you have something you'd like me to travel to, let me know. I think that'd be cool.
Virginia.
So we'll travel. Oh, what'd you say, Rachel?
Virginia.
I don't know. Well, that's not traveling. That's like over the border.
I don't know what traveling is for her. Some of the DC people are weird. And are like,
oh, do you go into Virginia, or is that too far for you?
I mean, I am from there, so I'm willing to go there.
Well, where in Virginia?
Alexandria.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Do your parents still live there?
They're nearby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to give their address or anything.
Like, if you'd like to find them.
We're okay. We'll leave them alone.
So what do they think about your reading?
Oh, that's a spicy question. I mean, yeah. Like, one of my parents is really supportive, and the other one is not a fan because they are very religious. And
I was gonna ask about
that. Yeah. So I was also raised very like conservative Christian, so I do make jokes about that also on Instagram. if you relate to those, come hang out. No.
So I wonder if that's why you like completely like went the opposite. You
know, right? It's their fault. Like if they were more chill, I'd probably end up more chill. No. It's a joke if you're listening.
I think it's a really neat, like I don't want to call it a hobby. What would you call it? Like just like activity that you do?
Yeah, hobby's okay. I mean, practice, whatever.
Okay. You're a really cool thing to practice. It's probably the better because I feel like hobby can kind of be like, oh, that's a hobby.
An actual thing that you love.
So I didn't want to be offensive, but I do find it really cool. Like I've met, you know, other people that read, or they just do a little bit, and they just, you know, and like doing birth charts, like really, you know, amaze me. And I know like my mom, she used to always talk about like the full moon impacting her like class and like things mm-hmm. like that. And I really do feel like the signs and the, you know, it's like all kind of like related and just, yeah. So I just find that really cool. Do you find, one last question, do you find like when you're reading cards, certain times of like the year or, you know, like during the winter solstice or summer solstice or even like full moon or different types of moon, like they tend to lean a certain way?
I think the most interesting thing is when I do streams with my friend who does astrology. And so someone will give us their birth chart and then also ask a question, and I'll start off doing tarot, and my friend will always be on her laptop next to me looking at the chart and kind of being like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's like, you're thinking the same thing the astrology is saying. So it's kind of fun to like bat that off of each other.
It is.
And like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just like, that's awesome. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then by astrology, I mean kind of like the current astrology, if that makes sense, versus mm-hmm. like your birth chart. It can get very complicated.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, birth charts, I feel like, are very interesting. Like, I mm-hmm. recently, like, did mine through, like, this, like, website that you had to pay, like, this chant. It's, like, Chani or something.
Yeah, Chani Nicholas.
Chani, yeah. And it was, like, really interesting. I only did, like, the 1 month because I was like, oh, this is expensive, but let me look. But when I screenshot, it was like, oh, make sure you share. I don't think they like you screenshotting, so I was, like, screenshotting things. And then it's like, we see you screenshotting. Make sure you mention us on Instagram. And I was like, oh, they know what I'm doing. But I like.
Oh, that's cool.
I just want to know, like, because I listen to, like, a lot of podcasts where people get, like, their birth chart. And they were like, oh, this was the time that you were supposed to write that book. Or this is the time that you know, it's like, I want to know. In my time, but maybe I shouldn't know. Like, I want to know when my time is going to be. And I listened to this one girl who we are birthday twins, but she's like a year older. And I'm like, oh, I feel like I was born a year too late. But
yeah, I think the time astrology timing can be cool because, like, my friend who does astrology, she was like, I'll be stressed out, like, about, like, my art, and I'll be like, I don't know, maybe I should, like, have it all figured out by now. And she's like, no, the astrology says you have a 12-year, like, thing you're rising with your work. And so in 12 years, it will be like, you'll be where you want to be. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So 12 years from now or 12 years yeah. from when you started?
Okay. 12 years from now.
It'll be cool to kind of listen back to this. And let's see, what would that be, like 2034?
Yeah, that math seems correct.
Yeah, which is so crazy. 2034.
I know, right? It's hard to think about.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, I remember Sky. We were talking about 12 years. Where'd the time go? And now she's, you know, doing her thing.
Doing her thing.
But yeah.
But thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And are you going to read one of Rachel's? I know you already did, but everyone heard mine. I feel like.
Do you want one?
Sure. Why not? Okay. I don't know what I want, though. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's like drum roll.
All right.
So you have the Chariot for where you are right now. And the Chariot is it's a pause before you move forward. The Sphinxes here at the front are like blocking the Chariot from moving forward towards like freedom and just like feeling like you're making progress. And it's kind of a time to reflect on where you want to go, where you've been. So if you feel kind of like you haven't been like moving as much as you want to, it's kind of like you're in a Chariot time.
And it goes along with that reading you had. Weren't you in a Chariot?
I was in a yes. I had a goddamn cart. It was something similar, and it broke down. I was by myself, and I had to solve my own way.
It was last summer, and like yeah, when she had this reading. But anyway, that just reminded me of that.
Yeah,
like, wow. It's strange how it's like very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's interesting.
God, look at this one.
Yeah, this is what can help though, and this is actually what you want because it's the Eight of Wands, and the Eight of Wands is like fast movement, go, go, go. So I think like even though you've been feeling stuck recently and you've been in this like Chariot pause, I think it is the time to like push ahead though. Let me pull one more. Oh yeah, and the Eight of Discs here. This one is about hard work, like having your plan and doing all the things for the plan, making it all happen. So yeah, so it seems like a time to like be getting it done.
Sounds like it.
And for what's next for you, it's just the 10 of swords, which can look a little brutal. You know, he's kind of got a lot of swords sticking in them. But the tens are the end of a cycle. And the 10 of swords can be about like making a change that you've been putting off. And so, yeah, if there's anything where you're like, oh, I know, like, this isn't helping. I know I need to change this. Like, it's like about addressing that.
Yeah, that sounds about right right now. Very accurate. Oh, Lord. Well, thank you so much, Sky. And I hope we'll stay in touch. And I'm going to email you about photos for social media and everything, too. And cool. maybe I would love to have you back on. So.
Oh, yeah. Let me know whenever.
This seems like a great time to pause and tell everyone to subscribe so they will be notified of our next episode. It isn't like you have anything else to do, right? Exactly. Make sure to like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Stay healthy, everyone, and now back to our show.
Anna, what did you think about this episode?
I thought it was interesting. My reading was interesting. I feel like I'm going to have to like really self-reflect on it because I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it makes sense. But it's like, oh, you're not stressed anymore. And I can't remember. I'll have to like listen back. I'm like, I should have written down because I don't really remember what all she said. And then just having, you know, hopefully the other one is like hope that I'm going to get down from that, you know, pillar and there's that ladder. So that's a good thing. You know, I'll have to connect with her to have like a full reading. I find it interesting when people all of a sudden, you know, at 5 years old, she decided, 5 years ago, she decided that's like so embarrassing. I'm like, yeah, it says, I just wrote. I like obviously did not read. I cannot read. She was reading at five. I actually could read at three, but that's not here nor there. But I've obviously lost the skill. But I do find it very, you know, interesting and, you know, fun to kind of do that. And she's creating her own deck and it's like interesting, just different readings and different things and finding out about people. And as she said, like some people are really open and you kind of get their whole history and then some people are kind of closed off. I feel like I am a little more closed off because I'm like, oh, I just want right. you to tell me about it. I don't want to tell right. you type of thing. So I feel like I do get a little closed off whenever it comes to those things. As when I did a reading with my friend, Caitlin, she, I feel like was a little more open with the person and she kind of like got more of a reading because of that. And I feel like I'm a little more closed off, if that makes sense when it comes to that. I clam up. But no, I think it's cool that, you know, she wants to continue doing events and, you know, continuing to do this. And I'm excited to see where she'll be in 12 years since, you know, like that is what her astrological, you know, signs are saying that something, you know, she's just in this upward hill for the next 12 years. So it's really amazing. And hopefully she gives us some of that energy as well. But what did you think about this episode?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I will say it was, what was it called? Nice to randomly just meet someone out, and actually
like it
have
was
them.
Meant to be.
Yeah. Yes. Like it was meant to be. And it was great because she contacted me. But no, honestly, it was learning more about, just readings in general. And it sounds also like when you have that intuitive and self-intuition and having someone read it for you, almost like being your second self, almost like reading your thoughts almost. I hate saying the word almost, but reading your thoughts and even just your fears and everything that you're going through, that maybe it's not all right there in the cards, but it could interpret to anything basically for yourself. It's not necessarily right or wrong. And I think that's what's really cool about those types of cards and just astrological signs and just in general. We were talking about with the winter solstice, all of that combined, I love because it's very spiritual, but it's also very meditative. It practices self-care in a way where you're looking into yourself. And I feel like that's really, really awesome that she brings that. And it's also just fun for those too. So like you can make it also fun and or you could also look at it more, you know, serious. And not to ramble, I love that she also brings her art into it. And that's also why she loved it, was because of the visualization. And that's also why you and I loved it too, was because, like, you know, I mean, not that I'm trying to speak for you, but I feel like that's how a lot of creative people love, is like, you know, looking at those types of readings and cards. Except for me, I'm very similar to you, where like I don't feel like I'm as open either. And maybe it's not in a way of like, oh, judging, but it's more with my anxiety and fears and stuff that I feel like sometimes I'm like, no, just tell me what I need and we're good. So I feel like we're very similar in those retrospects. But I found both our readings really cool. And like I said, I feel like it's awesome. I can't wait to see her completed deck, or at least half of it, soon, with her artwork on it, with the cute little devils.
I wonder if that's what will take her 12 years to complete. Like, if that's one of the things. Like, she'll have like this amazing, you know, 78 cards. That's a lot of work.
I didn't even realize that, so I'm glad you asked her, because I was like, what? I honestly thought it was less.
Yeah, I mean, that's so crazy, and that they're all different, or at least, you know, the own.
And people continue making their own too, to add, so they'll have their own interpretations within those, and you're like, oh Lord, how much more can you I mean, in a good way, but how much more can you come up with? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and I don't know who will be next week, so
it's a gamble.
All right.
What I'd Like to Tell People is an independent podcast recorded and edited by us, Rachel and
Hannah. Our theme song is written and recorded by Sean Price.
Please like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can receive the latest episode. Also, rate and review our episodes so we can receive more listeners.
Go to our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com. Find the link and more information in the episode notes.
Until next week.
And this was What I'd Like to Tell People.